Dave, what have you had your eye on this week?
Well, this week I noticed that some engineers think the best shape for a spaceship may look like a table decoration.
Eh?
Well, now, one of the major threats for astronauts, if they're going a long way in space, if you're going beyond low orbit, is called cosmic rays. Now, these are really high-energy particles originating from outside the solar system. They're coming at nearly the speed of light, and they can really damage the astronauts. They can give them cancer, radiation sickness, all sorts of bad things.
Is this what when people say the Van Allen belt and things like that? Is that what they're talking about?
The Van Allen belt is a radiation belt. That's mostly coming from the sun, but a similar idea, high-energy particles, which will hit you. It's concentrated around the Earth in some belts, hit you, give you radiation sickness and make you very ill.
So is this viewed as a major impediment to doing long space missions, like President Bush's plans to get to Mars in the next 40 years or so?
Yes, because, I mean, the odds are, I think it's just sort of above, it's sort of, odds are sort of quite high odds that if an astronaut gets hit by a particularly bad set of cosmic rays or radiation from the sun, by the time they get to Mars, they'll be so ill, there'll be no point in sending them at all.
So why don't scientists and astronauts who go into space at the moment end up with problems related to radiation exposure, or do they?
At the moment, because they're in low Earth orbit, they're so low that the radiation's actually caught by the Earth's magnetic field and it piles into the north and south poles, and so they're protected from it. But as soon as you go beyond the Earth's magnetic field, it suddenly gets very dangerous. Now, an engineer called Ron Tripalli from the Langley Research Center in Virginia may have a solution. He wants to make the space station look like one of those table decorations. We get a pineapple, stick a load of cocktail sticks into it with cherries on the end of it. So his idea is, if you make these things which look like cherries on the end of it, really high voltage, so you make one of them really positive, the next one really negative, the next one really positive, then if a cosmic ray comes in, it'll suddenly get attracted. If it's positive, it'll get attracted to the negative one. If it's negative, it'll get attracted to the positive one. And it will, therefore, it'll hit these spheres rather than the astronauts inside the spaceship.
How do they propose to power that? Because it sounds like such a system could be quite energy hungry.
Because space doesn't conduct electricity very well, you can get a very, very large voltage and it will stay there. So you would need to keep pumping energy in, but not too far. So probably just solar power. You'll need a lot of power to run that kind of spaceship anyway, because you've got to run to keep the people living. You've got probably have to have some way of regenerating oxygen.
Are they going to test this thing?
It's still obviously very much on the drawing board, but maybe by the time they go to Mars, it might be the design of the spaceships.